As Pastor Saul mentioned that he preached already on this passage, but the focus of my message today is not on God, the name of God, but God's calling. How God calls us to different positions, or to different new positions, or even missions. New missions and new charges. So how to respond to that? So today we'll talk about this, God's calling. I've been speaking on this series in Exodus. Last time, my focus one was on how to raise a leader. How God prepared people to serve him. He see that the Israelites were suffering in Israel, in Egypt. And he raised up Moses. And when he raised up Moses, he asked Moses to enter two universities. The first one is called UE, University of Egypt. There, he gained a lot of knowledge. The most advanced can lots of knowledge, skills, and all these things prepare for him. He was adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter, so he was able to expose to a lot of advanced knowledge within the country of Egypt. But when he learned all this, when he took things by his hand, he killed one of the Egyptians, and his own fellow countrymen rose against him. So the schooling is not finished yet. He finished his undergraduate school in UE, then God sent him to postgraduate study, master study called UW. UW did not stand for U of Washington. UW stands for U of Wilderness. So he was sent to U of Wilderness to learn more about his own characters. In loneliness, isolation, being quiet, humble, his character is being refined. Initially, in undergraduate study, he got his skills. In a postgraduate study, master study, he polished his character. And now is the right time to call him out. So today's topic is God's calling. God is doing the second step. As he prepared his leader, to serve on this mission, with all these things, now he wants to call him to mission. God's calling. Brothers and sisters, do you know your calling? Are you clear about your calling? You know, if you live in the will of God, you are most blessed. Unfortunately, if you are not sure about calling, you're wandering around sometimes, you're just not sure whether what you do is really serving in the best interest of God, or God's kingdom, and also in your life. So are you aware of your calling? And if you are aware, are you willing, ready to follow? Are you ready to follow God's calling? So these are two questions I pose to you. Using Moses as one example today, and the passage from Exodus chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to divide this passage into four parts. The first one regarding God calling himself, and then how Moses tried to resist this calling. He posed three reasons why he's not the right person to do this work. So let's go to the first part. God calling his people to his service. God called Moses and he tried to get his attention. May I ask you to read that together? Brothers and sisters, let's go. What was Moses doing when God called him? He was shepherding. He was working hard. And how did God get his attention? He saw in an area some burning bush. And in fact, that burning bush was not consumed. It's a very striking picture. So he drew his attention and got close to there. And then God saw him. He said, Moses, take off your shoes. Because you are standing on the holy ground. The ground is holy because God is there. So God called Moses and got his attention. And he tried to give his mission to Moses. There's a vision and there's a mission. Two things. Vision and missions. They're usually tied to each other. So on one hand, they have the vision. They see the burning bush that's not consumed. And then there's a charge. Can I ask you to read that together? Then, after God got his attention, seeing this burning bush, and then he gave the charge. He said, I am the God of your father, so I am no stranger to you. I am the God of all your ancestors. And now, I am also a merciful God. I see my people under oppression, so I am sending you, Moses, to get them out. God is calling Moses. Brothers and sisters, do you know your calling? As I said, if you're sure about your calling, you're willing to submit to the calling, you're very blessed. Moses' call, getting attention and giving a charge. Giving a charge. You know, God called people, there's some interesting patterns in his calling. Usually he called people who are busy. People who are already very hard working. They're already very faithful in their positions. They're not just sitting idle there. Moses is working there. And in the midst of his working, he gets his attention by showing this picture of burning bush. And you look at the Old Testament, in actually a lot of places, when people are called, they're called when they're working. When God called Moses, he was patching the sheep. When he called Gideon, he was fresh in the grain. When he called Samuel, Samuel was serving the Lord. When he called David, David was also carrying the sheep. So brothers and sisters, don't just sit there. When you're waiting for God's vision and mission, you also need to be faithful at your position right now. Because if you're not faithful in your position, how can God dedicate more important mission to you? Don't just sit idle. On one hand, you need to work hard in your position. At the same time, you pray to God. God, is it the position I need to keep, or you want to send me somewhere else? But Liz, you're diligent. You're diligent and faithful in your current position before God calls you to another. In Hong Kong, I just came back from Hong Kong. In fact, several days ago. In Hong Kong, I met a professor in Chinese University of Hong Kong. He's a friend of mine. This is a Christian professor. He said, I usually would like to try to use my work to share the gospel. He's a business professor. He teaches executives. And he said, I have one way to share my message, saying that I identify myself as a Christian to the group of non-believing executives in China. Because he is a professor in business area. In business area, he teaches business strategy. And in business strategy, they usually talk about vision and mission, right? What's the mission of the organization, the mission of the company? So we talk about vision and mission. And when he shared his knowledge to the executive, he said, you know what? Do you know what? Where did these two terms come from? Vision and mission, that we talk so much in business strategy nowadays. These are from the Bible. Vision, they see the burning bush. Mission, give you a touch, go out and save the people. You see something special and God gives you a charge. I heard his sharing. I said, it's wonderful. Thanks God for your creativity to relate your faith to your teaching. Brothers and sisters, do you know your calling? If you live and work in God's calling, in God's way, you are most blessed. Moses was called. But when he's called to take charge, to take the Israelites out of Egypt, he did not want to do it. So he got up three very good excuses. No, I'm not the right person. So he has three excuses. And some brothers and sisters actually clearly know God's calling, but they have excuses too. I hope you're not one of them. But nowadays, sometimes you feel the charge of God, but somehow or some way, you try to avoid it. Calling. I'm not the right person. Maybe I hear the wrong voice. It's not God's voice. God has a better person to do that, not me. And Moses the same way. Moses, after God gave him such a clear vision and such a clear mission, he refused. Let's see his excuses. The first excuse he said, "No, I don't really know you, God. I don't really know you that well. So you send me, I don't know who you are." So let's see. Pastor Tom preached on this quite a bit. Let's read it together. Moses said to God, when Moses was called, his first excuse said, he said, "God, I don't really know who you are." And also when I go to Egypt, when they tell me, "Who is this God who sent you? How do I answer him? How do I answer him? What is your name, God? Who are you?" God said, "I'm no stranger to you. I am the Father, the God of all your ancestors, the Father Abraham, Jacob. And you know what? My name is I Am." These two characters, these two words, strike. I am the subject. I am the initiator. I am the creator. I control. I always the subject. Am. You can fill in the blank. I'm the truth. I'm the light. I'm the bread of the world. I is the source of this universe. Am. It's not I was. It's not I shall be. I always am. Because I transcend time itself. Time is created by me. I'm not bound by time. To me, always is M, always present tense. In the past, who you are, in future, who you will be, I always say, at this right, at this moment, I am. That's striking. The God we are serving is the creator of this universe. He will transcend space and time. So Moses, why do you need to worry? I don't know you. When I was in my middle school, I did not read the Bible too much. The Bible usually is placed on a bookshelf to get it dust. Since I do not read the Bible a lot, so although I vaguely understand God, I don't really know Him that well. Since I do not know God really well, so when God charged me to give mission, I still have some doubts. Are you the God I serve? Who are you? What's your name? Can you be really in control? Or will you let me down in the middle of the way? Are you that really all-knowing, all-powerful? If you do not know God, if you have good, clear knowledge of a God, it's very hard to you
to obey His calling. So the first thing I ask, brothers and sisters, not only that whether you know your calling, the more basic question is, do you really know God that well? Do you read the Word a lot, frequently? If you do not do that, you will not have confidence in God. When God gives you wisdom and mission, you have doubt. You have excuse. Do I know you, God? Who are you? So Moses gave the first excuse. I don't really know you that well. I am. Don't worry. Let's read it together. 11:12. And I have promised to bring you out of So after explaining His name, God laid a whole master plan. What is going to happen? You're going to Egypt, talk to Pharaoh, and ask the people, him to let the people go, but if Pharaoh is going to resist, all the details already laid down in front of Moses. You're not going to have an easy way, Moses. But I'll be in control. Do we really know God? Do you know His character? Do you know His wonderful work? If you know Him, it's more ready that you follow His calling. So otherwise, it's difficult. You have a lot of excuses. Excuse number one is that I don't know you that well, God. The second excuse, God, to tell you the truth, these people are not going to believe me. Now you can see, the tension is now focused not on knowing God, but on what? On the circumstances. God is going to be impossible. Because I tried it before. Remember? I studied at UE. You sent me to UE. And when I came out, I tried to lead these people. What happened? I was trying to help, and then they rose against me. These people is not going to listen to me, God. This is impossible. So let's see. Let's read it together. Moses answered. God was really patient with Moses. Although he has a lot of excuses, God tried to comfort him step by step. No problem, son. Alright, you're confident. You're afraid of those circumstances. But I'm going to assure you. Now I'm giving you the staff. And this staff, you can turn to the snake. There'll be a sign for them. There's a sign that this is I who sent you. So Moses got his stuff. And also, more than that, let's read that together. But they will see signs and wonders. I work all these wondrous signs in them. It shows them, you are sent by me. Moses, go along. Don't worry about the circumstances. Who made the circumstances? Is it not me? Is it not I? Why do you get bogged down by all these worries? So, brothers and sisters, God is sending you to a new position. You have a lot of reasons to worry about. Is it a good job? how my children schooling. Oh God, you want to call me to full-time ministry. How can I feed my family? You want me to quit my job? Who is going to feed my family? Who's going to provide for us? You're going to send me to mission field. How about my parents here? Who's going to take care of them? You get a lot of excuses, a lot of worries, circumstances. So Moses is using another excuse. Another excuse is about what happened around him. And Moses again fell in one big mistake. He loses focus on God himself. The first one, he talked about, I don't know you. The second one, he focused on what? The circumstances. He loses his sight away from God. And God said, don't worry. I control the circumstances. In fact, I can change the environment. I can turn the river into blood. Since I sent you, I'll take good care of you. Don't worry. I guarantee that. Don't you worry. The third excuse, Moses said, he said, I'm not capable, God. I'm not the right person for you to say. Let's read it together. Let's go.
Moses said to the Lord, so the third excuse Moses gave to God is that, I really am not that good. You have chosen the wrong person. I failed before, you know? I failed before. And also, after all these years of wilderness, I become very rusty already. I could not speak. I could not work. All I can is just pastor sheep. You got the wrong person, God. A lot of time we doubt our abilities. You're not the right person, God. You have chosen the wrong person. God said, who made the mouth? Who gave the tongue? It's I. Why should you worry? And Moses, when his kids insisted, I'm not the right person, what happened? God got very mad now. He was so patient with him, again and again, when Moses refused, God now get very mad. Okay? I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you. He will be your mouthpiece, so you have no excuse now. Brothers and sisters, when you have conditions attached to God's calling, always is suboptimal, let me tell you. If you try to impose confidence, okay, God said, I sent you to represent me. Now, you keep refusing, no, I'm going to send your brother as your mouthpiece. Is it a bad choice? No. What happened later in Aaron? He made this calf. This big calf for the Israelites. Moses could do it himself. But he just attached those all human conditions. If you send me, please do this, that. Have a list for God. You attach conditions to God. Whenever you attach conditions to God's plan, you're making it suboptimal. Again, Moses, the major mistake, he's put the call away from God. He's looking too much on himself. I am not a great person. Oh, you said Moses is humble. No! Moses is not humble. This is another form of pride. He looked too much on himself. So, Brian says, no more excuses. Do you know God's calling? Some people are not very sure about God's calling. They already rush. It's not right either. They walk ahead of God. Or they fail one time and since that they're very losing confidence. The third one,
They use many excuses, try to get away from God's calling. And the best way is what? Trust and obey. Because He's I am. It's not you do the work, you know what? He is doing the work. He just wants to share the glory with you. The privilege and honor with you. He just dragged you along. You thought you were doing the God's work? No! It's God! He's doing all the things Himself. He's just bringing you along to His share His glory and honor. Pastor Chuck Swindoll said, you come to calling C, the three other C's. Make sure that's really God calling. Your own, not your own wish. Second one, have confidence if you are sure that is calling. That God will be in control from the beginning to the end. You will not be alone. He will be with you. And because of that, enjoy it. Comfort. So let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you, God, for calling us. First, you call us to be Christians. You save us from we as the sinners. You save us from our desperate situation, and you save us. And God also gives us different callings. So we can clear what you call us to. Maybe the current position, temporary positions, and you're going to call us to another position, another area. We are so uncertain. But we know that you are in control because you are I am. So help us. No more excuses. Listen to you. Trust and obey. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.